And if ever a stranger comes by, which is rare, that's an excuse for parties. The first day I arrived there, the phone went. It says, he'd come. He said, yeah, what's he doing this evening? Nothing. Right, there's a time here at 6, time being a party. Right, and so he said, oh, you're off to things at 6. Right, phone goes, what's he doing? Is he, yeah, what's he doing? He's going to someone's at 6. Oh, so you get pissed off there by 8. They come on here at 8. Dum-dum-dum, went on to 2. Like times for 2, every 2 hours I had to move on, move parties. That were all in my honour. Then, oh fuck, and it always does that. Look, how do you, what the bloody thing is this? Shit.
Do you want a
hand? No, what can you do? You can buy me a new thing and I'll do that. I mean, it's nuts. Did you see how softly I pushed it?
Yeah, it just
had no right to do that, did it?
Is it lopsided the way it's bringing in or something?
I don't know. I don't know what's up with the bloody thing. It's a new one, because the other one broke. I think there's always a message to breaking on it. Why would it do that? What's wrong with it?
It looks like it's all going on one side, doesn't it? Is it the way it's
It's a pesky sort of thing. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, the reason I told her all this on November the 23rd is because of the mystic significance of the number 23. Very dangerous number. Breaking apart. 23... people hit on it by a turnip, or this. And so what I've done is I've photostated a huge amount of my 23 collection of phenomena. And it's very alarming, it is. I mean, and the 23 and the I Ching and everything. Number 23 breaking apart and everything, and the roof's going to fall in and the bed breaks and everything in the I Ching. And I showed all that and I said, the reason I'm telling you everything here right now is so that you can understand why I'm there's lots of reasons that I'm helping you progress your career in this rather magical fashion. Because it seems to me that I can't go to Vietnam yet, so it's not proper to go until I've got you your 10 grand. Yeah? So I've got to get you 10 grand, then I can go. But I can't just give it to you because that'd be tacky. And then, I can't just do 10 grand, isn't it? I just encourage you to be a tart. But this seems the way to do it. If I could make you a big earning sitcom woman or something, that would be good. So I said, tell you all this so that if you want, you can get off the bus now. You know, he said, I don't think I want to get involved. I've really scalded my arm with this bloody stuff. Well, at least we know the coffee's up. Shit. Oh, would you rub into, I can't remember, Vaseline? It really is burned. I guess you'd just wave it around.
Yes, okay. Just block again.
There you are, take that then. Anyway, no, she thought the whole thing was a good caper. Right, okay, so, let's go. Now, an intuition I had, and also it's on the affirming list. I said, there's all sorts of ways to look at how the superior man progresses in this I Ching. I thought on the list, it does say that this person will be as equally enthusiastic about the humour and whatnot of the folk of St. John's. Not that this is St. John's, but this is the couple I stay with when I'm there. Ed and Francis. And in fact, I introduced Francis to Ed, funnily enough. I met her first and introduced her to Ed. And he married her. So I thought, right in it for me. It's like going home, you know? So it's like you don't go there too often, just as much as possible, in the night, 2 or 3 times a year, if possible. So I thought, well, what really I suppose, so I've got this 2 grand, not that I've got it yet, but it's the potential of it, 2 to 3 grand, money holding my pocket. Like if I don't actually need tickets, it'll hover more around the 2 area, but I can get a bigger advance if I'm actually, going off to Hanoi or something.